Hey,
All
just so
right.
you know, this call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes. I have. What's that?
Loud and recorded.
For quality assurance purposes. My
I
question is,
do.
why do you come back? I don't
Because
understand.
they're continuing to bully me.
Yes, and they are continuing to bully you because you come
You
back.
admit that what they are doing is bullying?
It doesn't matter what I think. My opinion in this is irrelevant. My question is, why do you come back? You realize that what you do is directly
Because
responsible for
they're
what they
continuing
do.
to talk about, like, talk bad about all my everything I post. They're monitoring me.
Yes, they are. Because you make what you do is visible, and you do it where they can see you, and you do it consistently in an entertaining way. My question again is, why do you come back?
To again tell them and make them help try to make them understand that bullying is wrong. What they are doing is wrong.
They understand that what they do hurts you, and that is why they continue to do it. We've been over this.
Again, no, that is not sadism.
Sadism? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If they get off on it, that's their own thing. But
Sadism.
it doesn't matter. I mean, again, it doesn't matter what they get out of it. The only thing you should focus on is what you can do to help yourself, and you don't do that. You just
It's really hard when they keep doing this stuff behind my back.
it's not behind your back. It's right in front of your face. They're not hiding
Exactly.
it.
That's worse.
Then ignore it. It's the only
I
thing you
just
can do.
they imposed it on me.
Their imposition is posting on a forum you do not have to visit.
The problem with the things they're saying is that they're being said, period.
You can't control that. I can't control that.
I want to.
I know you do. But again, we've been over this. There's not anything you can do. There's nothing I can do to help you with this.
There's stuff you can do for sure.
There's stuff I can do to maybe impede them, but all they will do is relocate. This isn't a permanent solution, which is why I haven't done it. Because right now, you know exactly where they are. It's in public. There's no veil of secrecy here. It's just you see what they say and you choose to respond. And if I banned them, if I deleted everything, they would just relocate and do it there. And you would find them. And then you would be posting in their domain, where they will do things to you using the information that you provide by posting there.
I can't understand how that says. I don't want them to have a domain. I want them to understand that the things they're doing should not be done or said anywhere, ever, by anyone, period.
So if I were to do something and kick them out of the board, what would you do to then stop them somewhere else?
They wouldn't, well, wherever else they would go would not be as noticed as the sport.
No-chan is relatively big. It's a medium-sized image board compared to some. And they own it. So that's where they would go next to talk about you. And they would facilitate it far better than the forum does, because the forum has impositions. It says you can't do this, you can't say that, you can't act like this. We discourage certain things. They would encourage
Oh,
it.
that no chan.
Yeah.
Then it needs to be shut down.
They own it though. And not only do they own it on an off-site or offshore server, which means that it's outside of the US law. This is not only greater
But
than what.
that's okay. What I'm trying to enforce is not the U.S. law. It is the law, period, for everywhere, everyone, ever.
You're not fucking Judge Dredd. You can't decide what is the law. And no, it's not. Making fun of somebody is not against any law.
Well,
It's not even
everything
against US
I
law.
say is I tend to read a lot is in my is I have the understanding that it's very obvious. I'm not like judging actual contentious issues like say abortion or gay marriage. I'm not judging actual controversial issues that have two sides. This is not something that has two sides. It's clearly wrong.
Even if I were to agree with that, which I don't, because anybody should be allowed to talk about anybody else. That's a very important right to people. But
True,
even if I did
true.
agree with you, there's nothing you can do to enforce
Not
that.
like if talking about me was all they were doing, that would be a different story. But they have They have vandalized me. They have outright harassed me directly. That proves that they are indeed bullies.
It doesn't matter. This is what you absolutely have to understand before you can develop as a person. You have to understand that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how cruel they're being, because they don't do anything that you can reprimand them for. They are outside of your ability to control things.
I will never accept that. Never.
Then you will spend the rest of your life like fucking Christian Weston Chandler has, just fighting this endless war against something that doesn't even fucking matter to begin with. You have imposed this on yourself. This is your own doing. And you could back out at any time and correct things. And there would be damage done, sure, but it would be better than dragging this shit out for the rest of your fucking life, which appears to be what you want to do.
I've been telling them quite clearly that it needs to stop immediately.
And they don't listen because they don't have to. And They don't.
The issue at hand is me. I have the authority over me.
You don't. Not right now, you don't. You can't decide what they say, because that is not you. That is them. What they choose to say is their own thing. And you have no control over them or they.
It's not just their comments. They have stolen from my work and made false claims.
Actually, if you take somebody's work and you make fun of it, that's called a parody, and that's actually legal.
No, they have claimed that theirs, the original mine, is a parody.
They're still doing it to piss you off, and it doesn't even matter. See,
it's being done to piss me off. It's not being done for any legitimate reason other than antagonism. It is for the purpose of antagonism. It is cruel.
Even in the best case scenario where you can actually prove this, you can prove copyright infringement, the value of your work is zero and the lawsuit resulting from it would be frivolous and thrown out in court. You have no ability to reprimand them, and you absolutely need to recognize this and move on. So it doesn't matter how much work you spent on Naviverse, the financial value of your franchise or intellectual property is zero monetarily. So even in a best case scenario where you get her to sit on like a defendant stand, there's no case. What are you going to do? You're going to claim that she stole your fucking marker and crayon drawings for what? For nothing. You have to realize that.
For outshining and bullying. It's bullying.
And there's no case there. Nobody is going to listen to that.
Bullying is inherently a crime.
In your mind, but not legally, no.
That needs to change.
Then dedicate your life to studying law and lobby for these things to be changed. But don't sit here and fucking argue with people that you can't force to do anything frivolously ad nauseum for fucking years. That doesn't do shit.
Okay, I want to say something. I live my life by the principles of a world where fairness and morality mean fucking something.
Well, congratulations. You're an adult, and you just figured out that the world doesn't give a shit. There is no silver lining to this. Nobody cares, and you can't force them to care.
It's not about them caring, it's about them stopping the opposite of caring, which is antagonism.
They care in the sense that they can piss you off, and that's like their hobby.
That is antagonism. That is wrong.
Like, when I play video games because it makes me happy, and it's a fun thing to do, and there's a technique to it. When Willow sits down, she's like, I'm going to fucking piss Mole Man off today. And it makes her happy, and it's fun to her, and there's a technique to it. And you can't do anything about it.
I will never accept that. Okay, stop trying to make me accept them, because I will never accept that. Period. I will kill myself before I accept that. I'm sorry, I didn't need to make that very clear.
But it's like, I mean, that's your choice. That is your choice. You have sat down and you thought, well, there's nothing I can do, but at the same time, I don't want to accept that there's nothing I can do, so I'm going to make as big a deal as possible. And that plays directly into what she wants and what they want. I mean, it's one of the most masochistic things I can imagine. You will not accept reality, and you choose to do things that intentionally will come directly back at you.
It's intentional on their part.
Yes, but it's also intentional on your part. You have to tango with them for it to be fun. If they were just harassing you for no reason without any reciprocation, then it would be boring and also really creepy, and they would get tired of it really fast. But no, this dichotomy with, like the back and forth, that's what drives it. That's the engine behind it, and you sustain it.
Can you three by a second or two by to decent people? Let decent people need to know that this is happening, and so they can it can be known. That would satisfy me.
Okay, so again, I'm not gonna bother talking about morality or politics because it doesn't matter what I think. But if you're actually gonna take that point of view where you say, I'm gonna make this into law or I'm gonna get people to help me do something about it, that doesn't involve going onto websites where they have complete control over things and trying to force their hand. That will never work in your favor. There's a billion different things you could do to go about this, and none of them involve internet fights.
I'm sorry, it's just really hard for me to accept that these are bad people and that I can't do anything about it.
Then again, do something about it. But what your technique of going onto places where they hold the reins over everything and trying
Well,
to
what
argue
I've been
with them
trying to do
there.
all the time is appeal to their reason and decency. But they don't have any of that.
But the thing is that their reason and decency are set aside for internet stuff. When they go on, they might be the best people in the world, but when they go online, they go to see a shit show. They go to see a spectacle. And you provide that. You willingly provide that consistently. And that's why they stick around.
In the sense that the internet is not fundamentally different from real life. What happens on the internet is part of life. It's a big part of life for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I know that because I work online. I make my entire livelihood off what I do on the internet. But at the same time, I understand that when there's something that upsets me online, I can just go away. I can shut it off and I can play a video game or go outside and fucking get something to drink.
That is what I have been trying to do for a long time at this point.
Then
I've
why
been
haven't you
trying to.
done it? You didn't do it today. I
When I
mean,
when I've been telling them to stop, I've been trying to do it very calmly and in a straightforward manner, and like saying, look, I want to get away from this.
and what did
I'm
Judge
playing.
do? What did Willow do every time you tried to be calm with her? She took screen caps of it, went to the forum, and then posted it. That's what she
That is
wants.
bullying.
But that's what she wants, and you can't stop
That
her
makes
from
her
doing
a
it.
better person bully.
See, I mean, the thing is, you woke up today and said, I'm gonna go check on the forums, and then you saw what you knew was gonna be there.
No,
You.
really, actually, I didn't. What happened was one of the bullies posted something on my new video. That's what triggered this. And sure enough, I found that they were talking about my new video on the forums. So that they were still monitoring me as recently as last night. And
Really?
interesting.
So this would be in this thread, I imagine. That's the number 21. And let me look at the comments real quick. I don't see the link. Did you delete it?
I removed it. True, I did remove it. I removed it.
Do you know who posted it?
Yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure it was an egg.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Well, again, Enix is one of those people that doesn't affiliate with the forum. He just kind of posts there. So he's one of those people that would not be affected by a ban. So even if I were to do something about him, it wouldn't change anything. And again, the people on the board, and I assure you, they are not crazy. They're not evil. They just like talking about people who entertain them, and
I know
you're.
the best of people are not evil. I would call them jerks, not evil, like the bullies are.
So yeah, they just want to see a show. They want to see a show like
Yeah, I
reality
know. I
TV.
understand, and I can tolerate those kind of people. What I don't tolerate is the kind of people who actually antagonize people, to actually directly cause that kind of thing. It's one thing to laugh at someone for something that you did not cause. It's another thing to take pleasure in someone suffering for something that you caused.
But again, I mean, you could have not clicked on the link because you recognized the URL before you clicked on it, right?
What's your URL?
The one that Enig posted on the comments?
No, what he did was he said that the video was against the law. That's what he said.
That's not even mean though. He's making a Judge joke.
You mentioned Megaworld.
What's that?
Which is the, like, fake name they use about the so-called company they have with their sixth bastardization of my work.
Yeah, and that's their little Trollsona thing. Like, how... Like, are you familiar with Chris at all?
A little bit.
When, he drew the Sonichu, which I'm sure you're familiar with, it's a comic, and Alec Vincent Lerley drew his own comic called Asperchu, which kind of poked fun at Sonichu. And that's what they're doing. They're just, like, they're taking what you've done, and they're making fun of it. And that's something that you can't do anything about. It's one of those things...
They're not just making fun of it, it's not the extent of what they're doing. They are claiming they're... Okay, it contains personal attacks against my person directly. Like, it mentions me, like, it says I'm a hideous, horrible monster, and it uses deviations from my image from the videos where I appear live.
And they... and they photoshopped it on, like, the fat demon thing.
Yeah, that's personal attack.
Yeah, and it's really mean. And it sucks that, you know, you have people doing this to you, but they are constantly encouraged by your reaction to it.
Okay, I understand what you said. I understand where you're coming from. And I sympathize with that viewpoint. It's really hard for me.
Yes.
It still goes against what I want and believe.
Yeah, see, this is the really interesting point, because I know you... understand and have digested everything that I've said, and you've known it before I even said it. You understand these concepts. You willingly choose to think and act otherwise. It really is, you know, to continue our 1984 references, it's doublethink. You understand that these are the concrete rules which all people are restricted to, including you. But you choose...
Wait a minute. You just mentioned concrete rules that everyone is subjected to?
Yes.
You mean like that bullying is wrong?
No, I don't. I mean what you are actually capable of. You know what they're capable of and what drives them and how you can react or not react to discourage them from continuing to do so. And you also understand that you have very limited capacity to undo what they've done. But while simultaneously knowing and understanding everything I just mentioned, you also believe that you deserve... a way to undo it. And that one is the one that wins the arguments in your head. Like, you understand that there is not much you can do. And everything that you can do is passive. But you would rather believe that there is some active, you know, blitzkrieg way of taking down content, and there's just not.
Fine. Okay, listen. I get you. I know. I get you. I'd like to go now. I'm not going to do anything else for the time being. I'll keep trying to not to ignore this.
And I think you will, because last time we talked, you calmed down for a bit. But when somebody throws it in your face, you get really worked up. And, you know, number two in the doublethink wins. And, like, I hate to sit here and try to reason with you like a kid, but... I mean, at the same time, it's just I know you know what's best for you, and you choose not to believe it.
No, it's really hard to put into practice and keep doing it in the face of their continuing to want to harass me and harassing me.
Yeah, and it seems to be a fundamental personality flaw that you have, where you think that you have the ability to change everything to your liking, and in this case, it's never going to happen. You'll never be able to influence what these people do, and even if you could, it would be so impractical and not worth it. That, I mean, you would have done better off by ignoring it in the first place.
Well, that's what I wish I had done at this point for a long time. That's what I keep telling these people. That's what I mean to keep telling them.
Well, again, you don't want to tell them at all, because even the little benign comments that you think were nothing and were you being reasonable, that all gets screen-capped and posted, and people find entertainment from it. So even that's a part of the problem.
I'll continue trying to do what you and everyone else is telling me to do, okay?
That would be best.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hopefully not see you again.
Maybe.